So somehow on this side of the world, the Trayodasi and the Chaturdasi have mixed together. So we have two great Acharya's days on one day. Usually Bhaktivinoda Thakur will be on the Trayodasi, and next day at Ananda Chaturdasi Vrat will be Haridas Thakur's appearance day. But somehow the Trayodasi and Chaturdasi have mixed together, so they're both on the same day. So we get double barrel mercy. So because it's Haridas Thakur's disappearance day, we'll sing beautiful song of Narottam Das Thakur that Srila Prabhupada always used to sing on the disappearance days of the great Acharyas. Jaya Nila Prema Dana Karuna Prachu Kahamura Swarup Rupa Kahasanata Sane kutivo mata anale pashivo Saba Sangira Sange Jai Koilo Vila Anila Prema Dana
Karuna Praju.
Gauri Vaishnavinda ki Jai Nitali Liva Vishnu Mishupada is Divine Grace Lesi Bhakti Vedan Swami is the Prabhupada ki Jai Nitali Liva Vishnu Mishupada is Divine Grace is the Bhakti Saran Saraswati Thakur is the Prabhupada ki Ananda Gauri Vaishnavinda ki Jai Sri Rup Sanatana Padra Nag Sijiv Gopalava Dhasragana Sadgo Swami Prabhu ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Prem Sikho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go, Shamakun Radha Kun, Giri Govardhanaki, Sri Haridas Thakur Avitiroba Maha Mahotsav Ki, Sri Haridas Thakur's Holy Disappearance Day Festival Ki, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotsav Ki. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Holy Disappearance Day Ki. I go Premanandi. Door is open. Door is open. Appearance Day, all right. I go Premanandi. So we know the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Haridas Thakur is right on the beach, just in front of, later Bhakti Vinod established, Bhakti Kutir. And ISKCON was managed to get all the squatters out of that place, and ISKCON has now taken over that Bhakti Kutir. So just to bring Bhakti Vinod and Haridas Thakur together on the tomb of Haridas, Bhaktivinoda has written a very beautiful poem. He resumes ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. The Vaishnav dies to live, and living tries to spread the holy life around. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svabarandigam Adadanas Trinandantai Ridamya Che Puntmak Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dudisyam Janma Janmanim Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Pancha Kalpa Durvyastra Kripa Sindhu Vaivata Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So Haridas Thakur somehow managed to take his birth in a Muslim family of meat eaters. But by the mercy of some Vaishnav, he became attracted to the holy name of Krishna. And he had so much attraction for the holy name that Mahaprabhu has made him the Namacharya. Though he was born in a very low-class family, meat eaters, and he's the Namacharya. And there's so many pastimes that show his deep attachment to the holy name. Just like just near the border of Bengal and Bangladesh, there's one place called Benapal. So the magistrate of that place, I believe his name was Ramchandra Khan again. He was very envious that Haridas Thakur was staying in a secluded place, chanting the holy name, and everyone was bringing him so many gifts, so many fruits and vegetables. He had no problem whatsoever to live, though he was living out in the middle of the jungle. Krishna took care of him, because he was attached to the holy name. So that Ramchandra Khan, he put it out that if anyone can tempt this Haridas, any prostitute in the city can tempt this Haridas and make him fall down, then I'll give so much money. So most of the prostitutes somehow, although they had the profession of prostitutes, many of them were very pious actually. They thought to make such a great soul like this fall down, this is not good. But there was one prostitute, she had no scruples whatsoever. So she agreed to the proposal. And late at night, she came to Haridas Thakur's bhajan kutir. She paid obeisances to Tulsi Devi, and he was growing Tulsi Devi near his bhajan kutir. And she told Haridas Thakur that you're so qualified, you're so handsome, I'm so much attracted to you. We can't imagine. In the middle of the nighttime, secluded place. I know one devotee, he told me one time everybody went to Rathiatra and he was left there alone in the temple with only a few devotees. And one girl was quite attracted to one Brahmacharini, and she came into his office and she began to jump all over him. And nobody was around. And he said, that was a big test. So we can't imagine Haridas in the middle of the jungle nighttime, no one will know. He told her, I have to finish my quota of rounds. You sit here. And later I will satisfy your desire. So he was chanting. That prostitute fell asleep. Then she realized it was morning time. And Haridas Thakur apologized. Sorry, I couldn't finish my quota of rounds. Tomorrow you come. So again, the next night, again in the evening when no one was there, she again approached Haridas after paying obeisances to Tulsi Devi. And he told her, all right, tonight I will finish my quota. Just wait a minute. So she was sitting there and Haridas was chanting and chanting. She fell asleep and then she woke up. She realized it's morning time. Haridas again apologized. I'm sorry I couldn't satisfy your desire. You come tomorrow. So third night, Ramchandra Khan said, what happened? Oh, he was just chanting on his rounds. But he's promised me tonight. So she went there, she paid her visit to Tulsi Devi, she sat down. And Namacharya said, I would just finish now, you just wait a second. And somehow, since she was sitting there, nothing to do, she just began to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And gradually, by the association of Haridas Thakur and the association of the holy name of Krishna, she fell down at his feet and begged forgiveness and revealed the whole plan. Haridas said, I already knew this Ramchandra Khan has sent you, and for what purpose. I would have left the first night, but I wanted to deliver you. This is Haridas. He was so merciful. Such a low-class process. He was ready to, for money to make a sadhu fall down. She fell at Haridas' feet and begged forgiveness. Haridas said, you shave off all your hair, you give away all your jewelry, and you come here and sit, water Tulsi Devi, and you chant the holy name. He said, well, how will I live? He said, don't worry, I will send everything. So Haridas left that place. So she came back, after giving away, everyone was shocked. This prostitute is giving away all her jewelry. She's giving away, she's cut off all her hair. The people followed her out to the forest. They saw she had taken over Haridas' bhajan kutir. And she was chanting, they were amazed. This Haridas is so powerful. He converted this prostitute. So everyone brought her so many fruits and vegetables, whatever she needed. She had no difficulty whatsoever. Haridas was made sure. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he's made sure that all of us were living here in this Krishna Balaram temple, no problem. Even somehow we passed through this lockdown and everything, and still we're here. Because Prabhupada is sending everything to us. Whatever we get, we should see it as the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Later we went to another place, and somehow or other Parvati was curious. This prostitute was just a low-class prostitute. We can't imagine what type of feminine attractions that Maya can offer. These are just little tiny agents. We're bewildered by seeing the tiny agents of Maya. What to speak of Maya herself? And when Haridas passed the test, she fell at his feet. He said, my husband has initiated me into chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. Will you please chant me? You please initiate me into this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So even he was so attracted to the holy name, very heavy tests. With Maya Devi, this is a very heavy, we can't imagine. We're bewildered just by seeing the agents of Maya. But Maya herself, we can't imagine. So Haridas later moved. He used to associate with Bhaktivinoda Thakur and so many pastimes are there. Even one time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing a Shraddha ceremony and he offered the Shraddha Patra, which is usually offered to a very first class Brahmin. He offered it to Haridas Thakur. Just to show that it's not by caste, but by qualification. Haridas was more than qualified. Finally, when Mahaprabhu went to Puri, then he stayed at Siddhabakul. He was feeling, of course nobody would have stopped him, but he was feeling himself that I'm low class, I should not enter Jagannath temple. So those of us with white skin, we shouldn't feel neglected that we can't go in to see Jagannath. We're in the best of company. Rupa Goswami never went, Sanatana Goswami never went, Haridas Thakur, we're the company of all these people. So we shouldn't feel bad. So he stayed there at Siddha Bakul, chanting the holy name day and night, day and night. And Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes. He'd been to South India and he'd come back. Swarup Damodar, Kashi Mishra, all these very, Ramananda Roy, all these very confidential devotees. He was staying in Puri, relishing the feelings of separation. One day, Govindadas, he delivered some Jagannath Mahaprasad. He came to Siddha Bakul and wanted to deliver it to Haridas. But he saw Haridas was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. He says, Haridas, get up, I brought some Mahaprasad. Haridas said, I cannot finish my rounds, how can I take prasad? But on the other hand, you have brought Jagannath Prasad, how can I reject? So after offering prayers to Jagannath Mahaprasad, if somebody bring this Jagannath Mahaprasad, we should offer prayers to that Mahaprasad, following example of Haridas Thakur. Then he took a portion. So Govindadas reported this back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So next day, after seeing Jagannath in the temple, Mahaprabhu came to Siddha Bakul. Just see. Haridas couldn't go to see Jagannath in the temple, but Jagannath in his form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see him. He's so dear to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came to see him. And Mahaprabhu said, Haridas, what is the problem? He said, I cannot finish my rounds. Oh, Haridas, you are so old. You have done your rounds for so long. No need. You don't have to follow strictly the regulative principles. No, no, if I don't chant, I'll fall into Maya. Just see, this is Haridas Thakur. Then he said, actually I'll tell you the real problem and what is my secret desire. I know that very soon you're going to wind up your pastimes in this material world. Please do not show me that part of your pastimes. This is my desire. Although I'm low-born, in a very and bad habits, born in a meat-eater family, still, somehow I am expecting your mercy. Because your mercy, you can do anything. Your leela is inconceivable. You had Advaitacharya offer me the Sradhapatra, although it should have been offered to a first-class Brahmin. So there, though I'm very fallen and wicked person, somehow I'm expecting your mercy. Please fulfill this desire. Mahaprabhu said, oh Haridas, the only pleasure I get in this world is from your association. How can you go and leave me behind? Oh Prabhu, don't create an illusion. I'm insignificant. If an ant dies, what is it to the material world? You have so many devotees, who are such devotees, they can sit on top of my head. If one tiny insect dies, what is the loss? Please don't create this illusion. So then it was settled up. The next day, Mahaprabhu, after seeing Lord Jagannath, he would come to see Haridas. So again, after seeing the darshan of Lord Jagannath, Jai Sisi Gornitai Krishna Balaram Sisi Radha Shamsun. Accompanied with all his great associates, Mahaprabhu very quickly came to Siddha Bakul. Mahaprabhu asked Haridas, what is the news? Oh Prabhu, whatever mercy you bestow upon me, that is the best news. Then Mahaprabhu began to glorify Haridas Thakur. He became very ecstatic. It appeared that he had five mouths. All the devotees were struck with wonder. All the devotees were shocked. They were struck with wonder to hear the glories of Haridas Thakur. And all the devotees bowed down at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Then Haridas, he had Mahaprabhu sit right in front of him. And Mahaprabhu began kirtan. And all the devotees were dancing like anything and chanting. And Bhakeshwar Pandit was a chief dancer. And they were all dancing around Haridas. Haridas then, he took Mahaprabhu and sat him right in front of him. He put his lotus feet, he had Mahaprabhu put his lotus feet on his chest. Just imagine. And then with his two eyes like bumblebees, he began to stare at the lotus feet, lotus face of Sriman Mahaprabhu, chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And then he took the dust. All the devotees were dancing around. He took the dust from their feet. And he stared intently at the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Then, chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his life airs and left his body in front of everyone. Everyone was astounded. They were reminded of Bhismadev, who also left his body by his own will. Everybody remembered Bhismadev. Then Mahaprabhu, he took the body of Haridas Thakur and began to dance. Now this is most amazing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead picked up the dead body of Haridas Thakur. I've seen here that nobody wants to touch a dead body. They can avoid it in any way. If somebody dies in the hospital and you want to take him to the burning ghat, the rickshawala will make so many arguments. The taxiwala will make so many arguments. You'll have to give so much extra money. Nobody wants to be involved with a dead body. I've seen so many times, it's such a headache to get a car. At least in the old days, now we have ambulances. In the old days, it was a big headache. But Mahaprabhu took the body of Haridas on his lap and he began to dance all around Siddha Bakul, and all the devotees were roaring in kirtan, and Brihaspati Pandit was dancing wildly. Finally, Swarup Damodar put his hand on the Lord's shoulder and reminded him of there's further rituals to be performed for the body of Haridas. So then the devotees washed the body of Haridas Thakur and put him on a carrier that looked like an airship and carried it to the ocean just near that place where his samadhi, well, exactly that place. I guess there wasn't a big crematorium at Svargadwar in those days. They went straight to the ocean. And then he bathed Haridas Thakur's body in the ocean. And everybody took some of that water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas. And Mahaprabhu declared that this ocean has become a pilgrimage site, has become a tirth, because it has touched the body of Haridas Thakur. Just imagine Haridas, Mahaprabhu's respect for Haridas. Then in the sand, Mahaprabhu began to dig, and all the devotees began to dig. And then they smeared the body of Haridas Thakur with sandalwood paste, prasad of Lord Jagannath. And along with all kinds of Mahaprasad from his, some cloth, some prasad, different things of Lord Jagannath in the hole, they sat Haridas in the hole. Then Mahaprabhu personally began to throw sand on Haridas's body. And all the devotees very joyfully began to throw sand on Haridas's body. Then they raised a little platform with a fencing all around. And all the devotees continued dancing in ecstasy. After some time, Mahaprabhu regained his composure. He went to the Singhadwara gate and he spread his cloth before all the shopkeepers. He said, "I want to make a big feast in honor of Haridas Thakur. Please give me alms." And all the shopkeepers immediately ran with huge baskets. But Swarup Damodar stopped them, and they sat in their shops with their baskets. Then he sent Mahaprabhu back to his place of residence. And taking four Vaishnavas and four servants, Swarup Damodar told all the shopkeepers, "Give me four palmsfuls of every preparation." And they packed it all up and put it on the heads of the four servants and brought it there to Mahaprabhu's residence. Then Mahaprabhu had all the devotees sit in lines. And Mahaprabhu personally began to distribute prasad to the devotees. Somehow we have this idea that this is serving prasad is something for the bhaktas. No, this is for the senior devotees. Mahaprabhu himself was serving. And it said, Krishna's Kaviraj says, Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to eat very little. So he put in everybody's plate what five men could eat. He put in everybody's plate what five men could eat. Then nobody was taking prasad. And Swarup Damodar informed the Lord, "They will not take until you take. I will take care of serving. I will organize the serving." So they sat Mahaprabhu down. Just happened that that day Kashi Mishra had his turn to cook for Mahaprabhu. He brought a whole bunch of prasad and he sat Mahaprabhu down amongst the devotees and began to feed him. In this way, all the devotees very joyfully began to take prasad all the way up to the neck. Because Mahaprabhu said, give him more, give him more. He was sitting there taking prasad. Give him more, give him more. So the devotees, it was up to the neck. Then after washing their hands, Mahaprabhu took sandalwood and garlands. And he put sandalwood on all the devotees and put garland on all the devotees, Mahaprabhu personally. And Swarodamadhar declares, anybody who has seen this festival, anybody who has taken part in this festival, anybody who's put sand, anybody who's connected with this festival, anybody who took prasad, everyone will very soon get Krishna's mercy. And Krishnadas Kaviraj, he also gives a benediction. That anyone who hears about this festival of Haridasa's passing and the festival, the feast, he will very soon fix his mind on Krishna. So you've all heard this pastime today, so very soon your mind will become fixed on Krishna. Hari Om! Haridas Thakur ki! So, as I said, because the Tridasi is mixed with the Chaturdasi, it's also the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we're so much indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's unbelievable, inconceivable. We're all sitting here relishing these pastimes in the courtyard of this Krishna Balaram Mandir. This is all the mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because he wanted very much that the message of Mahaprabhu be preached in foreign countries. In fact, he himself wrote more than 100 books. And it says in many languages. I don't know which language, but I know in English. His Lord Chaitanya, his life and precepts, reached McGill University in 1896, the birth year of Srila Prabhupada. And Bhaktivinoda worked tirelessly. He had so many children. He had so many different posts. Even one time he was the magistrate of Puri. It's a very beautiful post, not far, just in front of and not far from the palace of the king. The house, of course it was on rent, but now we have it. It's a Gaudiya Math, the place where Bhakti Siddhanta appeared in this world. But in the beginning it was not like that. In the beginning, he was more attracted to Western philosophy. At least this is his pastime. He studied all the Western philosophers, Kant and Hegel and so much, so forth. But somehow somebody managed to, because at that time, in Bhaktivinoda's time, Gaudiya Vaishnavism was in the lowest possible condition, completely deteriorated. After Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, there's hardly any luminary. Bhaktisiddhanta said, after Mahaprabhu, the Gaudiya sky went dark. Just every once a little flash was there. But people began to misuse this thing. This is a religion where we can enjoy sex life. Like Krishna with the gopis. We saw how strict Mahaprabhu was. Who was it? Chota Haridas. He just begged some rice from this old lady's house. And still Mahaprabhu rejected him. Mahaprabhu was so strict. And people began to look down. They just thought people would go with coal and kartals on the streets and chant and collect money and then smoke bidis and meat and so many eat meat and so many things. But once Bhaktivinoda was convinced of the real message of Mahaprabhu, first of all, he was inspired by Bipin Bihari Goswami. And later his Siksha Guru, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, solidified. And Bhaktivinoda, despite having so many children, despite having so many responsibilities, he wrote all of these different books. And he was always pushing that the message of Mahaprabhu would be preached. The true message. For this purpose, he established Bhakti Bhavan in Calcutta to preach to the intelligentsia. Because most intelligent people, they had no regard whatsoever for Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But Bhaktivinoda restored Gaudiya Vaishnavism to its shining glory. He was the moon in the dark sky of Gaudiya Sampradaya. He was the moon who brightened up that dark sky. We can't imagine, what was it, 13, 14 children, something like that? And somehow he was carrying out magistrate duties here and there. He was posted all over the place. Finally he got in Krishnanagar, then he never rested a moment. He was looking for the real place of Mahaprabhu's appearance. We only know this is the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And his evidence was so powerful. If you go to Mayapur, just near the Yoga Pit, there's a Sri Mayapur post office. So what? But he convinced the government that this is Mayapur Dham. He had such evidence that even the government established Sri Mayapur post office there. Because he found that this Navadvip town on the other side of the river, the Ganga had shifted. This town was only 100 years old. You'll see near Yoga Pit, there's one deep tank. This is Balal Digi. This is a tank that the Qazi had excavated. So if Mahaprabhu's chanting was disturbing, and it was way on the other side of the river, it's not possible. And finally he brought, of course, Jagannath Das Babaji there, who, although he was decrepit and he couldn't walk, he was carried in a basket, completely bent over. When he saw the place, Goravirbhava Bhumishtvam. The Avirbhav, the place, Gora's Avirbhav place. Nirdeshta, he showed. The servant opened up the basket and when he saw that place, he leapt in the air. That this is the place my Nimai has appeared. And then he himself personally begged to construct this Gaur Vishnu Priya temple, this center. We only know this place. This is the mercy of Bhaktivinoda. We're so much indebted. We can't begin to imagine. And of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays that when that day will come, with Americans, the Britishers, the English, the Russians, Japanese, they'll all join together with their Indian brothers, arm in arm, and chant, Jai Sachi Nandana, Jai Sachi, Jai Sachi Nandana, Jai Sachi. He's the father of this Sankirtan movement as it is now. But he was feeling alone. So he prayed for one ray of Vishnu. And we know that was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bimal Prasad. Bimal Prasad immediately understood what his father was up to, and he tried in so many ways, in Bhakti Bhavan, in so many places he tried to help him, in Bhakti Kutir. Later he said, in Godrama Dweep, Sarabi Kunj, he established his residence, Swananda Sukhada Kunj. Swananda Sukhada Kunj. Even before he established that residence in Godruma, he was on the roof of some dharmshala in that place. At night, he saw some light shining on the other side of the river, other side of the Jalangi. His son, Bhaktisiddhanta, was also there. They saw this light shining. So you understood, Adbhut Mandir will rise up here. Bhaktivinoda made this prediction. Adbhut Mandir will rise up on the other side of the jungle. So he made his residence just on the opposite side. Swananda Sukhada Kunj. And we can't imagine having so many children and so many responsibilities. Somehow are the 100 books. And we see where Prabhupada got his inspiration. 100 books he wrote in different languages. And he inspired Bhaktisiddhanta with this idea, we have to take beyond the borders of India. He tried. He had contact with Ralph Waldo Emerson and Thoreau and all these people. He would send books to them in English. And many of these people have written so many things about Bhagavad Gita and like that, being inspired by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So on this holy appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very, very, we just fall at the dust of his lotus feet and pray that somehow or other we'll also be able to take part in this Sankirtan mission. We may be little, just like a screw. A screw is very insignificant. But still, when it's connected to the machine, it's very important. Everything works properly. So we must maybe just a little screw, but somehow you stay connected. Bhaktivinoda laid the foundation. Bhaktisiddhanta built another story on that top of that. He set the basis. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta took those teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he established these 64 Gaudiya Mutts in all different parts of India. And then he inspired Prabhupada that you take this message beyond the shores of India. And Bhaktivinoda, because as we said in the beginning, he had studied all the Western philosophers. So when he was finally convinced about real Gaudiya Vaishnavism, He was able to use all those arguments. You read Bhaktivinoda's books. So very intelligent arguments. It's like there's one book, Sri Krishna Samhita. This is especially meant for the scholars to wake them up. In one sense, it's a little strange, but it's bringing people closer. So we're extremely indebted to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We're all sitting here only by his mercy. And his glories, like Mahaprabhu, he could go on with 5 mouths glorifying Bhaktivinoda. There's so many stories, but his accomplishments are the important thing. So maybe there's some questions, or somebody would like to add something.
That his songbook, Sharanagati, is a really incredible book to read today, because he starts off very simply, and you know, his education, mundane scholarship, family attachments and all those things, and it progresses on as the songs go towards Sharanagati. Very, very philosophical and very much revealing his mood of meditation. So I think if you can spend a little time, read it with determination, start from the beginning and read all the Sharanagati, it'd be a great inspiration and remembrance of the work and mood of Srila Bhaktivinoda.
Yeah, hopefully we can sing some of those songs at noontime, 1 o'clock, whatever it is. Anything? All right, Jigyasu has some question. He was specially empowered. If you see everybody from the line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're all specially empowered. Bhaktivinoda was specially empowered by Krishna, by Lord Chaitanya. Bhaktisiddhanta was specially empowered by Lord Chaitanya. And Srila Prabhupada, you read that Lila, it's amazing what Prabhupada said. Or you read Chasing Rhinos with the Swami. It's just amazing. Prabhupada's determination, how he was constantly thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to execute the order of his spiritual master. So all these are especially empowered by Lord Chaitanya to save the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the nice class. You mentioned about Vipin Bihari Goswami. I just wanted to know about him more. Was he the one who later on stood against Vaishnavism in that conference, Brahmanism versus Vaishnavism?
I don't know that much about Bipin. I just know that Bhaktivinoda has a lot of respect for him, at least in the beginning. In his writings, he always gives respect to him. But he has more attraction for his Siksha Guru, Jagannathas Babaji. It may be, I don't know, if I'm not familiar with it. Because he was definitely a caste Goswami, so it was, he must have been very upset by Bhakti Siddhanta. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. May I know if there is any similarity or difference between ISKCON and Godanath?
Not much. We both chant Hare Krishna. We both do Artik pretty much the same way. Everything. We study Bhagavad Gita. We study Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, we're more open. The house is burning down. And the Gaudiya Mata worrying about, should I hold the bucket like this? Or should I hold the bucket like this? Should I throw it? We're just, throw the water. Anyhow, throw the water. We do anything and everything to spread Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. Sometimes devotees are, it's just incredible the ideas they come up with spreading Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. So we can all fall down to the very soft and lotus, wonderful lotus feet of these great personalities, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Haridas Thakur, and beg for their mercy on this special day. Hare Krishna.